When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchum.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I guess that's the one they picked this morning.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Vontae telling me he gave you a 10-8 round yesterday in the 1 o'clock hour when you went on about Steph and possible slippage. Like, what do I do with that?
You got off to a good start, Goo, but I'm not going to let it affect me because it's payday.
He said it was that close? I had me a 10-5.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's what the punch counter had.
Stop. What's up, baby?
Warriors Rockets tonight.
No Steph, no Dre.
Yep.
And
it's always fun.
Wiggins has an entanglement. What is it, Evan? I mean, what is it, Evan?
An impingement.
What is that? Stoddy, I think you don't know. I think you would.
I had an impingement once.
Know.
It's when my two discs were pressing against the.
Oh well, then that's
the nerve.
No, you're being serious.
Yeah. I don't know if it works itself out or not, but. Yeah, no Steph and no...
How do you stop the streak without those two?
What streak?
The losing streak.
What do you mean? They've beaten the Rockets 14 straight games.
I'm talking about the last five games, partner.
Oh.
And well, nobody cares about
my
life.
They beat the Rockets. Not really. They beat the Rockets without Steph earlier this season.
They blew a 30-point lead in overtime.
They held on to win in overtime. See,
do you think he looked at the game like Houston's younger, faster Steph... And I'll be in tomorrow when Guru brings his dad to his first game at Chase. If Norm gets to the facility and Steph's not playing.
What about it?
There'll be water.
Well, the most exciting player will still be playing, Anthony Edwards, tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, that's the one your dad probably wants to see.
No, it's Curry. I'm going to call you Rambo. Jack Rambo, early. What we got?
Well, you know, the Warriors is what one thing we got. So they're 12-8. They've lost five in a row. The season is 25% over.
I'm out.
Wow.
Why? And that's what I'm going to get on Warrior. You can't be out yet. Come on now.
Well, if you're telling
me. You can't be out yet.
I got to tell you something. If you're telling me the next 25 is going to consist in this season, I can make parallels with the Niners just in regard to the injuries or the constant nags that these athletes are going through that are serious. And, Steiny, if you're telling me early on this is going to be part of the future, you know, Steph in and out and Draymond, I know they're waiting on the MRI results or whatnot. That's what I don't like, that it's rearing its head this early.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But if you didn't prepare for this, then that's really on you, isn't it? Not you. I mean, the Warriors.
If you didn't prepare.
If you're going to still have Steph and Draymond on the team and be as integral as they are, you had to prepare for the fact that they both may miss. I don't know. What's the number you put on it? What would be a healthy year for Steph Curry and what would be a trouble year for Steph Curry.
I did your math coming in because you said, Goo, so they play 20 games. He's missed four.
Right.
If we do that out over 82, he would only miss 12. Get what? Yeah.
16.
16. Right. I'll take that all day.
That would be about 65 games.
Let's go.
Would you take that right? See, this is the thing.
I would take it right in a Texas second.
I know you would. And you know why you would take it? It's because you're worried he's going to play less. And I get it. Oh, and that's, you know, I've been, Evan and I were batting around some stuff yesterday about, you know, what are the Warriors going to do? What are the Warriors we're going to do? And one of the things that I can't stop thinking about, it's less about what the Warriors are going to do. What's Steph thinking right now?
Oh, man.
What is Steph Curry thinking right now?
That's a bar. Let's just talk about it.
He's got 2.5 more years left on his deal. They're 12-8. And let's just say they're headed toward another season where they win 42, 44, 46, 48.
And last year that wasn't enough because you're in the Western Conference.
It feels like that's not good enough. For example, the Warriors right now are 6. Would you take it right now? Right now that they're the 6th seed at the end of the year?
Yes, and that would mean no cockamamie playing. I would take it, Stoney.
Is that enough, though? Not two things. Is it enough for the fans, and is it enough for Steph?
Well, it's twofold to me because now if he is going to be dealing with these issues, but you said, okay, I'm there 65 games – how mad can he really be about what's going on? Because I'm trying to, like, I feel like he's closer to the summer Steph when he was in Vegas at the summer league when he said, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, he's monitoring what's going on with this team. But if he can't help as much, how much does he take a step back? Like, how mad can you be when your absence is a big part of us being hopefully 6? I'd take 6 in a second after no playoffs.
Yeah, I would too. I would too right now, but it's only because I'm starting to get worried about Steph and Draymond and this team. And the old, and we've kind of been in it the last couple years, is how can you be a top 4 or 5 seed if those guys are going to miss a quarter of the season? You know what I mean?
Well, like that's the scary part. I feel like we're seeing...
I know.
With them, it's going to be a bear. Now it's a gorilla.
Exactly. So what do you do? Do you just keep playing it out? And now you've got your two stars, Draymond and Steph, both saying, you know, they're both banged up, and they both use the term, we got to try to stay ahead of this.
Yeah.
To me, when I hear we got to try to stay ahead of this, it means that they're going to have to load manage over the course of the year.
Wow, man.
That would be the best case scenario without getting a big injury, but it sounds like that would only mean 60 to 65 games, even if they're relatively healthy for the whole year.
And I don't feel like they're deep enough to salvage that without those two guys.
I feel like they're deep enough, but they're not good enough
then
without those guys.
Then that means
you're
not deep enough.
Well, no, they'll still be able to put 9 guys out there who are quality guys.
How impactful is that? How effective is that going to be?
Well,
and they're 3-0 without Steph. That was early, right?
But I think they lost the game with him recently.
But I don't know, Stoney. I'm not trying to be negative, Nancy. I just, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I'm on the phone. Or I'm in the lab trying to concoct not an escape plan. This is no shade at who's on the roster, but Stoney, if you're really all in, you got to find some improvement. And right now, I just don't feel like that's on the squad right now. Especially not even knowing Draymond's what's going on with him moving forward.
You know, yesterday we were talking about Steph, and I said, you know, one of the things I wasn't crazy about was, you know, Mike Dunleavy saying, you know, it's about Steph's window, and the thing I didn't like most about that was it felt like you announced to everybody kind of what you were doing, but the more I think about what the Warriors are trying to do. I don't know that it's ever been done before, and that is build around a 36-year-old guard. And I'm just going back over the greatest guards in NBA history, and you know whether it's Steve Nash or Isaiah Thomas or Allen Iverson, they just at 36 years old, he's embarking on something that they were never asked to do, which was be the best player on their team at that age. You know, Isaiah Thomas retired at 33.
Damn.
Steve Nash was 36 playing for the Suns. They missed the playoffs two times in a row with players like Gortat and Vince Carter was on that team and Turkoglu, Jason Richardson. And I don't know. I feel like were our goals unrealistic?
I feel like he's your engine. So it's already built. Now it's about the spark plugs. It's about your oil filter. And that's because the reality is, Steiny, you're not going to replace the engine because Steph still, to me, on a good night, is a top 10, 12 player. To me, I believe that. But now it's just imperative that he needs help and there's nothing wrong with it. And right now, I don't feel like they got the necessary help, and I wonder what he feels.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan said, you know, I think we should take some time to kind of reset and reevaluate where we think this team is, where it's going, and kind of what lies ahead. I mean, they're 12-8. They're still six, but
you got a game tonight against a young team without your two best players.
Right.
Like, make it, like, should I expect them to win?
Probably not. No. Probably not.
That would be six in a row.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Experience a European-style holiday market in downtown Los Altos. Find unique gifts, holiday decor, and special treats Thursday, December 5th and 12th, 4 to 8 p.m., presented by State Street Market and Los Altos Village Association. Find more info at downtownlosaltos.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Little Shengun flu?
Oh,
little Shengun flu for
this sucker.
Draymond?
Where is Priest? We need a prayer. Give us a call, buddy.
I'm going to back off.
Hey, the boss didn't know I was going to bring this up, but I retweeted the station accounts, Low Neil. Not paying me the $200. I still don't have it. So I play you in the 95.7 The Game fantasy.
You don't,
it's the
you
last
don't,
season.
You don't play
me. You need
me.
To get in. There is a price. It's payday. I'm available. I can lay down. If you treat me right Friday, maybe, you know, talk to me, Stoddy.
I'll tell you what. The NFL. Evan, Evan brought this up yesterday.
He's smiling, trying
how the hell
to
can you have a bye week, week 14?
That's just
it's too
foul.
Late.
That's
too
foul.
Late.
You're right.
I got nobody. You. You're not playing my team.
You're right.
You're playing four guys I picked up that I've never heard
waiver
of.
Waiver wire.
Because four of my guys aren't playing.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
You hate to see
you
it.
You got
to
think about that during the draft sign. You can't stack those week 14 buys.
Top
you
know what? Heavy.
That's levels. And I didn't get there. I didn't get there on the fantasy draft. Anyway, the Warriors, they beat the Rockets 14 straight.
I like that. You know, that's got to come. You would think, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into some Steve Kerr because okay. He was on with the with
Grandy
Willard and
Willard.
Willard yep. And oh yeah, Willard and Grandy yesterday. Where do you want to start? They hit him on everything. What's like a big issue for the Warriors right now?
Well, there was a lot of noise in the background, and Willard did a great job on asking him, Coach, what are you doing? Steiny, the man, said he was making stir fry, but guess what was in it? Because Willard probed swordfish. That's when you're balling. Not chicken.
I don't know if I've ever had swordfish.
Well, great Halle Berry movie. Mm.
Yes, yeah. It is. If that isn't the
what's
most
it about?
Elitist stir fry I've ever heard of in my life.
I said, Coach, okay.
Is swordfish good?
Yeah, and I've expensive.
Never had. Oh, it's expensive?
Oh, man.
The fact you haven't heard of it means it's probably pretty pricey.
And you're a foodie, I thought.
I'm not. Mm. I'm a very picky eater.
I am, too.
Very picky. We've gotten a little better.
It's got to be cooked for me.
What's the biggest issue? How about, well, you know what we didn't even talk about yesterday? Again, revolving around Steph Curry. Like, they changed his minutes. They used him differently.
Yeah.
And he came out, I think, 4.5 minutes into the game, then sat for like 3 minutes, then came back in at the end of the first quarter. And Kerr was talking about why he did it. And one of the big reasons why they did it was they don't feel like they can have Steph off the floor for a long stretch, like 6 or 8 minutes.
Those are facts.
But I don't know. Like, I've always wondered, why don't they just go to the old John Stockton model?
Give it to me.
Which Stockton used to play the first 6 minutes of every first and third quarter, and then he would always sit the back end of the first quarter and the back end of the second quarter, 6 minutes. So you work with that to start, and that is 36 minutes if he were to play every minute besides then. But maybe what you got to do is play Steph the first 6 minutes, then he doesn't play the rest of the first quarter, and then you bring him back real early in the second quarter, and that's about 15 minutes, and then you give him 15 minutes each half, and that way at least it doesn't solve the problem of keeping Steph off the floor
and what happens
for 6 or 8
off?
Minutes. But it guarantees that Curry's going to play the last 10 minutes virtually of every game.
And I was looking at how Malone was using Jokic, Steiny, even the first half when Denver was getting away from him. They brought his ass back, and they tied the game up at half. So I'm just saying, Coach is fighting. He's trying to come up with something. But why he's doing it differently, Steiny, is he's watching what happens when he's out the game, and he don't trust it.
Well, and that's – and that's part of their inherent problem right now, is they've got a player who they must manage his minutes and the games he plays, and you know that when you don't have him, you're a completely different team and you're fighting uphill all the time. And I'm just starting to wonder where can you go with that? Like, where can you, how are you going to be able to build momentum, and how are you going to be able to kind of stack wins if you got to worry about you can't win a game when Steph doesn't play?
Well, how much
doesn't
is this,
play enough?
Let me ask you this: how much of this is predicated on what he's dealing with his knees?
I think it's partly the knees, and then just partly the maintenance of a 36-year-old. But yeah, the knees I think are a big factor. Let's start with Draymond Green, because I was coming into work today and I was thinking,
no results.
Well, what's going on with Draymond? Do we really even know?
Shocked you talking to me.
He missed last game. He's going to miss tonight. Here's Kerr on Draymond Green.
Yeah, he's doing well. He had the MRI today. We don't have the results yet. But all in all, you know, I talked to him yesterday. He said he's feeling pretty good. We'll have more tomorrow. My gut is that this is not going to be, you know, a super long-term issue, but we'll have to see what our training staff says tomorrow.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But,
and you got a game Friday against Mini.
Well, they've got three games in the next four nights, one against Houston, two against Minnesota. I don't know. Oh, I mean, man. I just feel like, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but if he's not playing tonight, why would he play tomorrow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm out.
Or maybe he's just going to play one game of back-to-backs, and it'll be the game that they pick at their discretion. But, no, I'm just – you know, and the other thing is I'm listening to the morning show, and a lot of guys are making suggestions about players, and a lot of the players that we're talking about are role players. If it's not going to be a star, and I'm wondering, like, does a backup point guard and maybe one additional rotation player really change what's going on with this team, or do you have to wait for a star? And is there even a perfect star out there for this team right now and for Steph?
That I don't have the answer to, but I think at the end of the day, when you talk about IOUs, or if you feel like, you know, what Mike Dunleavy is on record as saying is, you know, we're going in all for Steph, it's not about when you get that person, it is, right, the result. But it's about did we give our best effort? Did we try to mortgage the future for Paul George? They tried. But, Steiny, I guess the bottom line is I would feel better knowing, and I think they would, that they did something to get to that plateau to find out if it worked or not. And right now, I know you keep scoffing at Melton and the six games, but when you're this, I guess, version of thin, what he looked like he was going to be able to do, and I'm not saying they were going 82-0, you already are missing, you're feeling the brunt of him being out.
Well, I mean,
so when you say a backup PG and another, like, they chose this. I think now a role player with the Warriors is almost like a starter. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what you signed. That's what you said you were married to. So it's got to be a strength in numbers until it's not.
I just think they're right now in a really delicate situation.
You are not boy.
I just think they're in a delicate situation. Let's say Steve Kerr was asked, hey, Steve, where do you think you guys are right now? Right now.
We are a really good team. We're fourth in the league in defense. We have not made shots during this stretch, which is, you know, in the modern NBA, often just the difference between winning and losing. Who's making threes and who's not? And right now we're not making threes. And I think in the midst of that, we lost a little confidence. We lost a little defensive edge, and so I think that, you know, while we're in the midst of this streak, I still see a really good team with great chemistry, great energy, guys care about each other, they work hard, and I'm confident that if we can stay relatively healthy, that you know, what you've seen through 20 games is who we are, which is a 50-win team. And you just, you know, it's never perfectly linear how you get there. You're going to have some good stretches and some bad stretches, and we've obviously had both. But I really like this team, and I think we're going to be really good.
All right. Now, I didn't hear that, but that was pretty optimistic. And I guess that's where I'll start with Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. Let's use 49 because that's what it extrapolates. Do you think this team can win 49 or 50 games?
If we get 65 from Steph and Draymond, I think it's feasible. But for him to say right now, and I hope he's right, Stoney, they're in a shooting slump, and this is just not who they are because they didn't shoot it well last year. And Buddy Hield got off to a great start, and I'm not saying he's playing bad, but he's been in the league forever. But, Stoney, they know now. You leave this sucker open, he's going to drain it, and they are in his space. And, you know, it's upon the offense and the ball movement to try to, you know, get him to have that space so he can let him go, but I'm seeing him have to reload. That's a concern, and that's a tip of the cap to the other team's defense. But you ask me, I could see 50, and if he's right, and this is just a blip in regard to shooting, then nothing to see here.
Warrior fans, you think this is still a 50-win team, like Steve Kerr says? And I wonder how much of it is, if any of it, if you're Steve Kerr, don't you have to keep saying this is a good team?
Oh, man.
If for nobody else than Steph, looking at this team, we can still win 50 games with this team. Right. I believe it. Like,
I get that.
Don't they have to do a real-time sell job with Steph Curry?
But he's no dummy, Stoney. He's living it. He's playing it. You know what I mean? He knows what it is. Like, he could say whatever. He could have recited the national anthem. Curry knows what it is, you know?
Okay, is this good enough?
Well, I don't think it's good enough because Steph can be better. And he's got to get healthy for that to happen. So I don't think right now, and you didn't say it, that he's bitter. But I know Steph is just focused on him getting to be the best version of himself and then let the chips fall where they may.
Here's Steve Kerr on how they're going to deal with Steph Curry's age and injury.
Well, that's where the Brandon piece comes in. You know, he's going to play the non-Steph minutes. He's our backup point guard. There's a reason that I said what I said last night. He is the guy most capable, Brandon is, of taking charge of our team, whether Steph's on the floor or not, and making sound decisions, getting us organized, and making one good play after the next. He controls the game. He plays a different position from all of our other young guys. You know, those guys are all wings and not really point guards, decision makers. So Brandon's the guy who we're counting on to help get us organized. And then it's up to us as coaches to put him and the rest of our guys in the best positions possible.
All right. So that's important because Pods is one of the most talked about players on the team. And there are a lot of fans out there that think he gets too much of a leash. But right there it is. Steve Kerr's telling you that there's no other backup point guard on the roster right now because they can't use Melton, who's out for the season. So the idea of Steph and Moody together can only happen if Steph's on the ball.
Yeah.
And we know that Steph's not going to play 16 or 18 minutes a game. He's going to play 30 to 32 minutes. So Pods is getting 16 right off the bat. Minutes, 16 or 18 minutes. Yet, and like, can you have a problem with that?
What?
If Steve Kerr's saying he's the only, if Steph comes off the floor, especially if Draymond's not healthy, he's the only guy who can get us organized and get us into our offense.
And that equates to me. I know people know I need meds, but Stoney, Denzel was the equalizer, and it sounds like, to me, the Warriors identified Pods as the stabilizer. But had they known that maybe he was going to have a sophomore slump, whatever you want to call this, but the rat on the table to me is if they don't get last year's version of Pods, I swear to you right now, hearing that soundbite, I thought of, oh my God, they could really use Chris Paul. Because that's what you're asking Brandon to do in year two. And if he's trying to do eight things at once, it's understandable he's a young player. But my God, how would Chris, I can't believe I'm saying it, if Chris Paul had to take on those chores, the vet, I would feel a lot better if we don't get an improved, more seasoned Pajemski.
It didn't feel like there was a clamor to keep Chris Paul around after last year. I mean, I thought he was fine. I didn't think he made a dramatic impact on winning or losing last year. I'm not going to deny that he's a better true point guard than Pajemski.
But if you saw Melton go down this early and then Potts take a step back early, then are you thinking differently?
Yes and no, because you've invested so much in Pajemski, you feel like he's part of the future. So if he's going to be the backup point guard, then he's got to be the backup point guard. He's got to work through whatever he needs to work through. But, you know, then you risk, you know, you want to bring somebody else in here and all of a sudden Pods is not as big of a factor. Well, then we're going to get back into the conversation that we've had all the last two or three years about Moody, about Wiseman, about Kuminga, and about the young guys and say, why aren't we playing more of the young guys? I'm just looking at this team right now, and I guess here's what I think. Here's what I'm starting to think is just the idea that you were going to, like the idea of having to put a championship-type contender around Steph Curry in the snap of a finger, essentially, I think it's unrealistic. You know what I mean?
Well, it's looking now, that way now.
But if we're talking about a 5 or 6 seed, get to the high 40s in terms of wins, try to stay out of the play-in game, and go into the playoffs and see what we can do, okay, that I can get behind. That I think's realistic. But the talk of winning a title where they're at right now, I don't know how do you get back to a championship contender knowing you've got an unbelievable time constraint on your hands.
Man, Steiny, if I had that answer, I wouldn't be across from you, but I'll just say this. Right now you just want to be a threat. And last year they were not a threat because they didn't get invited to the party. But I'm just honing in on, and this just came to me, the Chris Paul aspect or component of his game to where, oh, he unlocked TJD. He unlocked Kuminga. He gave him the ball in no spots, and even at times Klay Thompson. So I'm bringing that, I'm saying that just to bring it back to Pods and what's on his checklist. And maybe he was working on threes in the offseason, but is it fair to really think he can get up and running to where he can have that impact that Paul had on other players? And right now he might be in his own head worried about his individual game, but a PG, I want to see Pods, you know, help other guys. And I don't think right now through 20 games we've seen that. Maybe that's why Kerr had the reaction he's had.
888-957-9570. Let me just ask Warrior fans this. What are your goals and expectations for this season? Like, what are we really talking about? Are we talking about making the playoffs as a top six team? I think I can get on board with that. Are we talking about more than that? If we're talking about more than that, I gotta ask you if you think it can be done with these guys, or if there's something out there that can change the dynamic of this team. And I remember saying this last year when they were going into free agency and we were talking about trades and upgrading the roster, and the whole idea of Joe Lacob saying, you know, we're going big game hunting. You know, we're going,
yeah,
we're big fish
four
hunting.
Pointer.
What if it's not out there?
Then
what if it,
yeah.
it's, and I don't,
you got to make your stir fry with what you have.
I don't think this move is out there that they're hoping for.
Oh, man. And that's, Steiny, as a fan, you know, that's hard to hear, and I hope you're wrong. But if you're not, then the reality is this is who you're going to battle with, and you got to some guys got to make it happen. It's not just Pods. Wiggins can't shoot 7 field goal attempts. Like, it's everywhere. And is it fair now? Because you didn't foresee these injuries or the injury to Melton and the age and attrition kick in with your two studs early.
No.
That the point guard, it's all on Pajimski's shoulders. Like, if that's what it is, then I'm really nervous. You know what I mean?
If the Golden State Warriors, first of all, Steph Curry's got this year left in his deal, next year and the year after that. And Draymond's got, I think, 2 more after this. Did you really expect these guys to be healthy for the remainder of their deal, let alone just this year?
So you're talking to the organization.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. And then
I got to believe the answer was yes.
Well, then I wouldn't have been on board with this, because that's too much for me to, that's too much for me to expect that these guys are going to be playing at a high level for a lot of games for the next few years. Maybe we just underestimated the difficulty in that. Let's go to West Oakland Holloway to get us started here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, West Oakland?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
Talk to us.
Okay, so look, I got three little things real quick. So with this the current, okay, I'm just gonna be honest. I'm just gonna be 100% honest. When Golden State had the worst record in the league that one year, I think they ended up with the second pick and took Wiseman, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay. So we could have took Ant-Man if the balls would have fell our way and we'd have had the number one pick.
True.
And the reason I'm saying that is this. Golden State, I'm lumping all these draft picks in. They haven't had an impact player in the draft since when?
10 years?
15 years? Okay, Jordan Poole. So they've been drafting terrible. And I'm lumping Kuminga, Moody, Pie. I'm lumping all them dudes up in here. What Golden State is going to have to do,
yes,
and this might not even solve their problem, they're going to have to take a page out of the Lakers' book. When the Lakers went and got AD, now Golden State might not be able to get a superstar, but you're going to have to get a star player, run the offense through the star player, and let Steph be the secondary star. Because he can't carry this team by himself, man. He's got knee problems. He's 36. Like you said, Stein, he's a 36-year-old guard. It just haven't happened.
Wow.
So y'all tell me what y'all think. Y'all just tell me what y'all think.
I'm going to be honest with you. I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the problem is, I think if you say that, then people think you're running down Steph Curry. And I'm not at all running down Steph Curry. But, and I get it, Denver's a hell of a team. But, you know, the last 6 minutes of that game, they can just throw it to Jokic. He holds. He waits.
Yeah.
He surveys. They cut. He hits him. And it's just the ease at which they got good shots, that's alarming to me. Not because the Warriors' defense is necessarily terrible, but because it's become hard for the Warriors to generate good shots with the personnel they have.
Now, if I hear you real quick to his point, West Oakland Holloway. What if I told West Oakland Holloway the movie of, because it sounds like he's already determined, Moody and Kuminga, this is the most important chapter of their Warrior tenure, even though I know Moody has a new deal. But the bottom line is, again, you're hoping, I know it's not a strategy, but Stani, what if they turn the corner? What if in 10 games, the next 10 days, they take the bull by the horns? Like, he's right thus far, they haven't hit, but now it's imperative that they do, and I'm lobbying to see more of both of those guys before you say they got nothing from them.
Okay, and I'll meet you there. If Kuminga, like I look at it as, okay, if Kuminga and Moody start playing a little more and they quote-unquote hit,
yeah,
that's what I'm assuming happens on your way to 48 wins. Yeah. Like, wow. I don't look at, well, if that happens, we can get to 55. Like, I kind of took into account that Kuminga would be better this year than last year, and so far he hasn't for whatever reason. And Moody, the same way. Moody's been Moody, but maybe you need him to be more than just Moody. What do you guys think, Warrior fans, at 888-957-9570? Is there an elusive player out there that could fundamentally change this team? And the second thing is, do you even need to fundamentally change this team? Or are we just overblowing a 5-game losing streak when they're a little bit banged up and the schedule's pretty tough? 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Plus, on January 1st, tolls on the Antioch Bridge will go up $1. Don't wait for the invoice. Pay tolls automatically with Fast Track. It's the most convenient way to pay tolls. Get started at BayAreaFastTrack.org.